Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. This week we've been considering this great theme of peace with God. And we've discovered that at the cross, Christ Jesus made peace between man and God. Man is a rebel against God and hates God. You say, we don't hate God. Well, look what we did to him when he came here. We crucified him. That was our response to God. That shows the enmity that's in our heart towards God. But God, in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus, went to the cross, made peace. And now listen, you can have the benefits of this peace, but you've got to accept this peace. You've got to submit to this peace. You've got to submit to him, the great peacemaker. And so if there's ever going to be peace between a human being and God, the terms of that peace have to be imposed by God himself, because God is the supreme being. If you don't like this, look at yourself. Please be honest. Ask God to show you yourself. You're objecting to being told that you're not the big cheese. You're not the big kahuna. You're not the one in charge. God is in charge. He's the supreme being, and he has to have his way. Why? Because he's God. He's right. There's no alternatives. And so how could you possibly impose your terms upon God? Well, that's what people try to do. They say, yeah, I want to go to heaven, God, and here's the way I want to do it. I want to go to church and I'll throw a bit of money into the box. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You're making up your terms of peace. It won't work. Here you are, a created being, imposing terms upon the Creator, an infinite being, dictating to the infinite. Do you not see the arrogance of your position? Do you not see the danger of your position? Look, I'm not criticizing you. I'm appealing to you. I'm pleading with you. Get off your high horse and believe. Trust on the Lord Jesus Christ. Here you are, a person whose body is decaying, and you're going to go back to the dust. You'll go back to the dust of the earth and you'll become food for the plants. But here you are in all your grandeur and majesty, laying down conditions upon the immortal one. Is a clod of dirt going to argue with the maker of the stars? Oh, no, no, no. Look at your position, my friend. How can you talk about, I'll make my peace with God? How dare you think about making your peace with God? Peace has been made in the gospel. Jesus has gone to the cross and has made peace. Now, will you embrace that? And that alone, and him alone, Christ alone. Embrace him by faith alone. That's how you get in on the benefit of what he has done. Away with this foolish notion of you making peace with God. Accept the peace that has already been made, and he'll save you for eternity, and that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.